この飛行機は地上3万フィートを飛行してまいります。また通信本日機内ではゴジラを用意しております。またパールハーバー And now here's Phil
The Phil Henry Show And now Coast to Coast Overnight AM PM Mini MartEast of the Rockies, dial 1-800-44... Get that thing away from my ass. East of the Rockies, dial 1-800-44... Get that away from my ass.
I'm sorry.
East of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-86. Get it away from my ass.
Sorry.
East of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-86... I said to get it away from my ass. Okay.And now, Coast to Coast, overnight, AM, PM, Mini Marvel.
Good evening, and welcome. We have General Johnson Jameson will be calling us from his compound in Mauritania in just a moment. But first, we do have this word from Peenemann Enterprises. Friends, do you wake up listless and tired? Do you wake up as if you just can't get yourself out of bed in the morning? Have you considered the possibility...that blood is being sucked from your neck by a vampire during the evening? Well, that is very, very possible. You know, more and more vampire attacks as we reach Y2K. As we reach the year 2000, more and more vampires will be rising themselves from their crypts, the walking undead, a foul thing of the night, sucking blood directly from your neck. No wonder you're tired, no wonder you're listless. Now, Peenemann Enterprises introduces the new B. Arthur Crucifix. That's right, you get a handy crucifix with the image of B. Arthur hammered to it.And hold that to the face of any vampire, and I can tell you right now, they'll turn around and run. They will fly. They'll fly for parts unknown. That's right, the new B. Arthur Crucifix. Just hold that right up into the face of a vampire, and there's nothing he's going to be able to do to you. Hang a little garlic around your neck, too, for extra added protection. If you're getting the blood sucked directly out of your neck, directly out of the femoral artery in your thigh, if you're getting blood sucked directly from your body, it's probably a vampire.Get the new B. Arthur Crucifix. It's only $123 plus tax, plus shipping and handling from Peenemann Enterprises. The new B. Arthur Crucifix. It was a bitch to pose for. Remember, it also works on chupacabras as well. You from Peenemann Enterprises. Well, I'll tell you, it has been a wild...24 hours because I have been in constant contact with General Johnson Jameson, who is in his compound, his bunker complex compound with the guard towers and the barbed wire fence there in Mauritania. And we'll get General Jameson on the line here this evening. And General Jameson, I can tell it's a very, very busy evening for you.
Yes. It's been wild, but I just came out of the laboratory.
Now, let's just bring people up to speed.Last year, you had talked to us about goblin juice. Tell us about the goblin juice.
Well, that was the goblin juice that I had been working on, whereby you could drink it and turn into a goblin.
And now, something extraordinary has happened.
Well, I got tired of turning into a goblin, and because they can't do anything, you know. The goblin...
What can a goblin do?
It just hops around, it sits under staircases, and...You know, what does a goblin do? I thought about that, too, because I had invested some 25 years of my life and upwards of $500,000 in perfecting the goblin juice. And by drinking it, as you know, you were up here, Art. You were in my compound here in Mauritania, and I've been to your home there, the very, very beautiful trailer that you have there in the desert. And you know I looked like a goblin, didn't I?
Well, if you did, a goblin is pretty much a nothing kind of a monster, though, isn't it?
That is correct.That's when I decided that...
Now, let me bring people up to speed here, because we are talking about the goblin juice that did work, but you have been working on something new, and I think the government obviously doesn't want anybody to know about it.
That's right. That's it. Why do you talk like that?
That's right.
Okay. I think that... and please don't play any more of that Thelma Houston, for God's sake.
Don't worry about it.
All right.What I did was I just got done turning into a werewolf. I've developed the werewolf punch.
All right, so what we're talking about now is a new step from the goblin juice to the werewolf punch. Isn't that right?
That is correct. I had read a book by Robert Louis Stevenson entitled The Dr. Hyde and Mrs. Jekyll.
Mm-hmm.
and in it a man drinks a potion.
A potion, really?
Yes, it was something that he made.
Where?
Well, he had a downstairs laboratory of some kind, and they made the potion, and lo and behold, he turned into Mrs. Jekyll.
Fascinating.
Right. I thought that I could make a werewolf punch, and I started off experimenting with a werewolf concentrate, and of course I mixed the goblin juice and the werewolf concentrate, and that didn't work. Until I hit upon the werewolf punch, and I got the idea after my wife and I returned from a very clandestine visit to Honolulu. I don't know how the government found out I was there. Oh, I so regret that. I so regret the money we spent at the Sheraton. But in any event...
All right, so you had developed the werewolf punch.
Yes, from the werewolf concentrate, and it came in the family size.
Mm. You realize the danger that you're in, don't you?
Oh, yes, I do.
Because you know that the government is going to want to shut you up.
Well, I called the SPCA. When I perfected the werewolf punch, I called the SPCA, and they hung up on me.
Isn't that... And you know that they would.
I knew they'd hang. I said to them... And
What did happen? Tell us.
All right. I called the SPCA, and I said, "Hello, I'm General Johnson Jameson, and I've developed a werewolf punch." Well, right away they hung up on me. I knew. I knew I had them.
You knew you were onto something.
I knew I was onto something. And so I went back to my secret laboratory.
Now, what is a laboratory?
That is a laboratory in England. And
I see.
Right. But I wasn't in England. I was in Mauritania. Now, what happened, Art, is I drank the werewolf punch.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a party that my wife's office was throwing. It was a retirement party for one of the comptrollers there at the bank.
Right.
What do you suppose happened?
Now, the werewolf punch was ingested when?
I ingested it. By the way, the American Kennel Club hung up on me, too. I knew that the government then...
All right, so you've got the SPCA and the American Kennel Club hanging up?
That is correct. And then I tried to enter the greyhound races at the Seminole Kennel Club in Central Florida. They wouldn't let me run in the race.
Boy, I'll tell you something, General Jameson. You know, and I know, and I've known you for as long as you've known me. In fact, I think you've known me longer than I've known you, because you were stalking me, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
And it never ceases to surprise me, the government trying to keep the information from us.
There's no doubt about it. So anyway, I couldn't enter the greyhound race. Well, I drank the werewolf punch. I went to the party.
Yeah, let's get back to the party.
I walked in, and I immediately started humping the leg of the comptroller's wife. I knew the werewolf punch was taking effect.
Absolutely. That would be the indicator.
That's right. When you drink the werewolf punch, and then you start, humping the leg of anyone, for that matter, even a chair. I was outside humping a Roman column there at someone's home. You know the werewolf punch is taking effect.
This is absolute. And of course the government doesn't want us to know about it.
No, they don't want us to know about it. But I've got a plan. A plan that I think is going to be very, very effective. And that is entering the Westminster Dog Show. Now, if I can get...
Now, the Westminster Dog Show could be tricky, because those are all poodles and schnauzers and things.
I'll get in. Don't worry about it, because...
What shape do you take?
I'm not sure. I knew the werewolf punch had taken effect when I woke up this morning. My hair was disheveled, and I saw paw prints leading in from my backyard and an eviscerated sheep out back. And I've never liked lamb. But, a werewolf...
Well, a werewolf would eat a sheep, wouldn't it?
That's right. The purebred werewolf would eat a sheep, and that's why I think I can get into the Westminster Dog Show.
You are purebred... Purebred werewolf.
That's right. And, hold on for a minute. Jesus.
What are you doing now, General Jameson?
I just have a chew toy in my mouth right now. It's a leather chew toy. It's rawhide. And, look at that.
General Jameson, stay with me.
All right, I'm chasing a ball now. I'm chasing a ball.
All right. Now, of course, the experiment we are about to try is potentially dangerous, isn't it?
That is correct. Because I haven't taken the full dose of the werewolf punch yet.
What are you going to do?
I am going to take the full dose Oh, this is scary. I'm going to take the full dose and chase a UPS van.
All right, that will be coming up later on in our program. General Johnson Jameson will take the full dose of the werewolf punch and chase a UPS van out in front of his house there in Mauritania. The UPS is delivering in Mauritania these days?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, we've got the Good Humor Man is here. And I called, and let me tell you something else.
Yes.
I called David Letterman to be on Stupid Pet Tricks. They hung up on me. So you see, it's all part of this brand, the thing, damn, my ball rolled under the couch. Hold on for a minute.
All right, General Johnson Jameson is on the line with us. He has drunk the werewolf punch, and his ball just rolled under the couch, so...
I want to get my ball.
General Jameson, stay with me on this.
All right, I'm with you, all right, but... There, I got it. So I think that what we're up against is this conspiracy that is wild.
Now, as you drink the werewolf punch and it takes effect...
Well, I dislocated my neck trying to lick my testicular portions the other night. Now, obviously, a man can't do that. So I have to wait for the werewolf punch to take effect so that I have more flexibility.
So you can't lick yourself when you're...
No, not when you're a full human. It's no... What are you kidding? Come on. Use your head. God dang. Or, you know, I thought you were bright.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to...
You know, come on, man. No, I'm not going to be able to do that until I'm fully capable. And that could be any... Oh, no.
This is the BBC.
Oh, not Thelma Houston, please, doctor.
You are listening to Coast AM, overnight PM, PM, mini mod overnight. This is the CDC.
Oh, please, will you?
General Johnson Jameson on the line with us from his compound bunker complex beneath the surface of Mauritania in Africa, someplace there on the African continent. And General Jameson is going to be talking with us about ingesting all of the werewolf punch and that, oh, I stepped on the post.
Well, you can't talk those up anymore, can you?
No, I blew it. No, I blew it.
You sure did.
Oh, baby.
This.
Go ahead, say it. This is the BBC.
The BBC. And you're listening to the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686.
You don't have any Scooby Snacks, do you?
Welcome back to AM PM Overnight. Where's the guy with the big voice?
And now, Coast to Coast Overnight AM PM. Calling east of the Rockies.
Okay, that's good. We don't need it anymore, okay?
But wait a minute. I'll...
Get out of here. All right, we have General Johnson Jameson on the line. We're going to, in just a moment, sort of take a journey into his mind as he evolves into a werewolf after drinking the werewolf punch and goblin juice. But first, this word from Peenemann Enterprises. Have you ever needed an enema but you just can't get to the doctor's office? Well, now, with the new at-home enema kit, you can carry along about 20 feet of garden hose, plug it into any faucet, cram it right up there, and turn the thing on full blast. Whoopee, you've got an enema. It's fun, it's fast, it's easy, it's quick, it's not clean. The at-home enema kit from Peenemann. All right, that was rather short, but we do want to get over here to General Jameson. Are you there, General Jameson?
Yes, I'm here. I have the werewolf punch.
All right. And you are going to drink the werewolf punch and do what?
I'm going to drink the werewolf punch and then chase a UPS van. I just to see if I can survive that, because it's something that dogs do.
I understand. Do you have it?
Yes, it's bubbling now in my cauldron. And
so you're making it in a cauldron?
In a cauldron with a big stick, and I'm stirring it. And
why? Why not a regular Petri dish?
Well, that's what they do in the movies. I don't know. What are you asking me crap like this for?
All right, well, I'll stir up your werewolf punch or whatever the hell it is and do it.
All right. I have it now, Art. And I'm drinking it. Okay, I think I'm turning into a werewolf. I'm not sure. Let me go outside. Oh, there's a van outside right now. All right, I'm going to try and chase the van. And then I...
Oh, General Jameson, how are you?
God damn it, I got hit by a car because before I could even chase the van, that sucks. Now I'm roadkill. Oh, jeez.
Well, General Jameson, I know you'll be back next week.
Sure. When I whip up some goblin juice, I'll be as good as new. I mean, in fact, I'm a goblin now.
Thank you. Fascinating, fascinating stuff. If only the government knew.
Well, the government doesn't want you to know. What is this crap?
This is the Allman Brothers as the Phil Hendry show comes to a close.
You mean this isn't?
No, this is Phil Hendry.
God damn it, I called the wrong show again. I wasted all that goblin juice on Hendry. That blows.
Mm-hmm.